Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Thank you for spending this time with us. I like to begin our show with a little devotional called from a book called Sweet Tea for the Soul. And the title of today's is called Bad Thoughts. And we're going to take our scripture reading from Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. There are some folks in this world you just want to bless with a brick. Not literally, of course, but sometimes think of those kinds of thoughts when you're really mad. Bad thoughts are not sins, however. What we choose to do with those thoughts is what matters. Some people respond to these temptations by committing violence toward others. Sinners act on bad thoughts. Jesus was in the synagogue when he came across a man with a crippled hand. He posed the question to those looking on, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil?" Mark 3:4. No one said a word. Jesus looked around at them in anger at the hardness of their hearts. Then he healed the man's hand. Jesus was angry, but he never sinned. So how could Jesus be angry? Because anger itself is not a sin. It's what we do with our anger that counts. Faith check. The next time you're angry, give up your fighting stance and fall to your knees in a complete surrender to God. Give up your anger, pain, and hurt to Him and forgive and pray for the person you're angry with. It is impossible to hate someone you continually pray for. Trust God who is completely righteous, for He promises, "I will contend with those who contend with you." Isaiah 49:25. And our saying today is from Lisa Turkhurst. Forgiveness releases the offense into the hands of God. I love that so much. Well, we're going to pray today. We have a number of prayer requests. Would you take this moment and just pray with me? Dear God, we thank you so much for the blessings that you've given to us. We thank you for those that have been sick and are now well. We thank you for helping Zachary to get better. And we thank you for Tabitha, and we pray for her healing. Lord, I also know that many families are struggling with this mandated quarantine and supplies are low. I just know, Lord, that in one flick of your eyebrow or one whisper, all of this can go away. And if it is your will, Lord, we ask for that. We ask for the healing in our nation. We ask for our leaders that they will come to like-mindedness, and we pray for our churches and those families that might be struggling under financial hardship. We thank you, Lord, because we know you have this all figured out. We close this prayer in your holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts time. Well, I've been putting all the stuff that I talk about on my Pinterest board, and I'm sorry if I don't really know how to work a Pinterest board. It's not quite like Facebook, and you know I am a digital immigrant. I'm not a digital native. Some of the boards that I have, oh, yes, and you can go to my board. It's MR Gamblin 2. That stands for Mike and Rose Gamblin 2 at Pinterest.com or whatever. Anyway, these are some of my cool boards. I have Forest Classroom. I have 10 pins there. Homeschool Curriculum. I only have 2 pins right now. Math. And then I did Pi Day. And I have Painting. And I have Bible Crafts. I have 5 pins there. I have History Fair. I have 12 pins there because I just finished a history fair in my little school. I have film projects as a board. I have crafts for college as a board. I have family fun crafts. And then I have Jewish-related crafts. And I have paper plate crafts. And then paper sculpting crafts. These are all the boards I have. And probably the one that I have the most thing is my toilet paper roll crafts, which seems very ironic because that recently became a very coveted item. Everyone needs toilet paper. Well, the paper rolls are really cool to keep and put in your craft closet or your craft box. Every family should have a craft box that's supplied with glue sticks and glue and paint and paper. And of course, those tubes that you get from the paper hand towels and toilet paper rolls and tin foil and saran wrap. They all have these wonderful rolls in them that you can make all kinds of things with. So please go to my Pinterest and check it out. I also have STEM, which I might move my STEM outdoors to my forest classroom board because there's some similar overlapping there. But anyway, there is all the things that I often talk about on that board, and that's pinterest.com/mrgamblin2. That's the number 2. That's all spelled out mrgamblin, the number 2. So in our curriculum corner today, we're going to talk about the second grade benchmark. This would be if you are preparing your child now to finish the school year out without going to school, and you want to make sure that they're ready for third grade. So just kind of a rule of thumb is that by the end of the second grade, they need to be able to read about 90 words per minute. So you can just start helping your child learn to read by timing them, how long it takes them to read, and trying to get them up to that where they can read 90 words per minute. Questions homeschooling families ask. So one of the questions was, I would like to teach my child Bible at home. And even if your child's going to a traditional school, you might want to teach them some Bible at home. So I've put on my Pinterest site, which is pinterest.com/mrgamblin2. That's the number 2. I keep forgetting to remind people where they can go and see all the things that I talk about. But I put the GraceLink curriculum there. This was a curriculum that I helped develop and promote many years ago. It's been updated and upgraded since then, I'm sure. But it is a pretty full-fledged Bible curriculum, and it's based on the format, which the format is a learning theory that encompassed all of the different learning theories that we knew at the time, differentiated instruction and whole brain learning and the cycle of learning. And it has beginners for ages birth to 2, can go as far as age 3, and kindergarten ages 3 to 4, primary ages 5 to 9. But I even use this for older kids up through probably 7th or 8th grade. It has memory verses. It has stories. It has little videos in it. It has a book that you can read right off the page. It has a lot of ideas about things to do. We want our Bible class to be a relationship-based class where we're doing things together and we are exploring the scriptures together. And at the same time, we're really learning to love God. So it's called GraceLink, and I put it a link there right on my Pinterest site. And so you can go to pinterest.com, and then it's /mrgamblin2, and that's spelled mrgamblin and the number 2. I hope that helps you. Our last question of the day. So my third grader is behind in math. She struggles with retaining the info for math. She's about a first grade level. Any ideas to help her do better? Well, there's such a thing as dyscalculia, which is just the math version of dyslexia. And that being the case is just repeating. And find as many fun ways that you can do it. Find online games. There's Cool Math Games, Prodigy, DreamWorks. Just get her into something that she likes to do and she can just repeat doing it. And then tie in real life things, you know, cooking and going outside and categorizing. I'm not quite sure if she would like to do that, but most third graders do love to go outside. So just tie math in and don't give up. You know, I failed math all the way through my high school year. I was just not taught well, didn't like it. And finally, when I hit college, I said, I'm going to conquer it. And because of that, today I actually teach math on the college level. So don't get discouraged. Just keep on doing fun things. Keep affirming her. It doesn't define who she is. Well, today we're going to listen to the second half of a two-part show based on Global Media Outreach, A Witness to All Nations. And we're talking with Jeff Gowler, who is the president, and John Thompson, who's the director of marketing. And we just need you to stay for the second half of the show because I have so many questions to ask, and I certainly am interested in that app you showed me where it showed the gospel going all over the world. We'll be right back. So I'm standing in front of Family Christian Academy here at the Grand Ole Opry. Well, I guess it's the Gaylord. And I'm talking to Belinda Scarlata. And you can go to the website, familychristianacademy.com. I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about what she has to offer homeschooling families.
Hi there. Family Christian Academy has been serving homeschool families for over 30 years. We pride ourselves on letting you know that we're here to support you along the way. So when you register with us, you get to homeschool your way. You can either homeschool and do everything at home and choose your own curriculum, and we provide you with enrollment services. You can do our online academy program, or we have a campus located in the Nashville, Tennessee area where we provide a fine arts program one day a week, homeschool tutorial classes 2 days a week, or even a campus for full-time private school. So we have a lot of options. One of the things we love to tell people is we're here to support you along the journey of education and giving your kids a quality education.
Thank you. So be sure and go to the website, which is familychristianacademy.com. Thank you, Belinda. Well, welcome, Jeff. Welcome, John. Thank you so much. I'm talking to Jeff Gowler, from the president of Global Media Outreach, and John Thompson, the director of marketing. And just before the show, you had showed me this app where it had a map of the United States, and there were different little bubbles going off. And you said, what did you say that represented in real time today so far, gospel visits?
So we see this every day when we walk into our office, but if you want to see it, go to globalmediaoutreach.com and look for Watch It Live. If you just scroll down, you'll see Watch It Live, and anybody can watch that. So it's globalmediaoutreach.com, Watch It Live. So you'll see this map, and in it, you'll see a lot of different. We always say, look, you see the dots, and everybody mm-hmm. says, wow, all those dots. And the numbers you see are they're big. And we'll reach 350,000 people today just with the gospel presentation. Those same people that are asking for questions and searching for answers, about 50,000 people will indicate a decision for Christ of those. And then 125,000, you can see already at our time today,
are
already in discipleship. So they might have downloaded a Bible or talked to one of our 3,500 online missionaries that we've got, or started a Bible study, or many things that they could do. But one of the important things when you're looking at that map, and I hope your listeners actually get on there and take a look at that, because it's intriguing for one thing.
It is.
But when you're looking at the...
I don't want to take my eyes off from it.
But when you're looking at that map and you see those dots, just imagine what we actually see, what we know is happening in there. Each one of those is a person. There's a face behind every one of those dots. Somebody that's making a personal life decision right now. This is all being tracked for us. We don't track it, but we take the results back from Google, who is tracking it for us, and they're saying, this is what happened in real time. We can go back and we can look. I had a gentleman that just actually sent me a message yesterday and said 600 was the message I had on my email, and it said this gentleman just reached out to me for the 600th time since 2013, wanting information, being discipled by one of our online missionaries 600 times.
Wow.
This isn't something that you just make a decision, you're one and done, and you're gone.
I mean, and it looks like, of course, I'm missing a country or...
It's all over the world.
But it looks like the Middle East and Upper Africa, I mean, places that we traditionally consider Muslim, they're getting more hits than, let's say, North America.
We're getting a tremendous amount of traction in the Middle East, North Africa, the MENA area.
Yes.
We actually, a couple of years ago, we said in order to do this better, we really need to make sure that we set up language teams, language response teams all around the world. So we've actually got a team placed in Beirut that responds for us and helps us message things, not only in language, but also cultural relevance. You know,
yes,
when you're trying to teach someone, if you don't teach the culture along with the language, you're going to miss the boat. We don't know if they're shame-based, fear-based.
Yes.
A lot of different things go into telling a story right. So we actually, our team in Beirut right now, they're helping us in Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, Turkish, and French. By doing that, we can reach about 95% of the Muslim population in the Middle East, North African area. So that's why you're seeing all those dots, because if you look at it right now, it's about 8-9 hours later than it is here,
mm-hmm.
which puts it at about bedtime,
mm-hmm.
when people are slowing down for the day and they've got time to get on and search for things. They put the kids down there and it's quiet, and now they can get to a quiet place and they can look for answers.
Now, is there any significance in the different colors? I know there's orange, green, and blue.
So if you look at these, we're looking at the map, so people wouldn't see it, but the blue ones would be gospel presentations. The orange ones then are indicated decisions, and the green ones are discipleship activity. That's how you know, just by the color there.
So whose brainchild was this?
Oh, well, our founder, Walt Wilson, 15 years ago started the organization in 2004. What's really interesting is this was a business concept that turned into a ministry. He was with a group of very intelligent people. They went to MIT, and it was back in the early days, and they're trying to figure out, what is this thing, WWW, World Wide Web? What is this
yes,
thing? And none
I've
of them
been
really,
there.
none of them really knew, you know. But they're sitting here whiteboarding, and they're trying to figure out, how can we make money? How can we do enterprise off of this thing called the World Wide Web? And they were trying to figure out how to monetize it.
Can you believe that they were worried about it? Not long ago.
And Walt, at that particular time right there, he said it was just like the Holy Spirit stepped in a moment and just said, Walt, you can reach the world for Christ with this. And as quickly as it came, it went away. But he said that thought that God put on his heart, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, and he said so directly, he couldn't let it go. So he spent a couple of years trying to figure out, how could we make this work? How could we turn it into something? And one day, he'll just say, one day I walked in and told my wife, he said, I got to quit my job. I've got to quit. We've got to do this thing. And they started Global Media Outreach and started right then ministering to the world through this thing called the World Wide Web.
I mean, I have, in my school, I have a software that I use with the kids called RAS Kids.
Uh-huh.
And it just it lets them know that, you know, a million kids are getting on and some other kids are actually reading books. And just that alone attracts them to
sure.
also read books. Because then if they read books, the number, you know, keeps going
yeah,
higher and
yeah,
higher. And so as, you know, maybe it's a novelty to be able to see. But I think it has to help those people who are behind the scenes, maybe monitoring a website or developing a website for global
media outreach, right?
Global media outreach.
Yeah.
It must have some satisfying fulfillment in their lives because they can see in a way they can see what their ministry's doing.
We actually have some of our donor partners that have this same screen playing in their
yes.
business. And people will walk in and they'll say, "What in the world is that?" And this is it. And it gives them a perfect opportunity
yes, yes.
to share the plan of salvation with them and what they're actually doing to help contribute to this.
Yes. Well, John, do you want to add anything? I thought I saw you ready to say something, but he didn't breathe. So,
you know, I was going to say, thank you, Rose. I appreciate the opportunity. But I was thinking, other people, when they come to this website at globalmediaoutreach.com and they scroll down to see it live and they see the dots happening around the world, it's not just the developers or the donors, but I think it's the people that, just like you and me, that would go there and see in the context of what Christ has told us through the scriptures, to go ye therefore into all the world and to make disciples. You know, and I think that's, we call
yes,
that the Great Commission.
That's the Great Commission.
But because of that, oftentimes you'll ask yourself, you know, what can I do? How can I go? I can't go to Africa. I can't go to South America. But, you know, you can go and look at this website and you can find out how you can get involved and you can be a part of sending the love of Christ to somebody else through the internet. And that's what we exist for. That's our purpose. That's what
yes.
we've been called to do. So they can go to that website, globalmediaoutreach.com, click on About Us, and find out how I can get involved. And they can get involved in a number of ways. They can sign up and subscribe to our mailing list, and we can send them a regular update online, stories of transformation that have happened all over the world that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
We get these every single day.
Yep.
Amen.
Of
yeah.
stories. But they can also find out how, if they have time and they have access to a computer, and if they speak more than one language, that would be even mm. better. They could get involved and become an online missionary themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They could go through the process of learning how to share their faith and how to disciple someone in Christ. And see them grow to maturity. But all of us also can give. And that really is an important thing. I believe that we have all of the infrastructure that we need to reach the rest of the world. We have all of the buildings, all the computers, all the software and technology. What we need is the funding to be able to continue to invest in language development, in reaching more people, and in sharing the gospel.
Well, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, John, representing Global Media Outreach in such a wonderful way. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.